computer. They both have their laptops and they're smoking, doing all these things. And then finally, you know, God comes up because he's tired of them arguing about who's better, Jesus or Satan, on the computer. And he says, we're going to have a contest, boys. I'm going to let you and you, and we're going to do this thing for 2 hours, just who can do the most on their computer. And so he gave them this assignment of PowerPoint, spreadsheets, looking up stuff on Google and downloading this and that. And so they're working, and they're staying about neck and neck, and nobody knows who's ahead. And all of a sudden, lightning strikes, and both computers go out. And the devil just cusses up a storm, he makes up cuss words. He's just cussing and cussing about his computer going out. And all of a sudden, the power goes back on. And then the computer on Jesus' side, he starts just downloading everything and starts sending everything to the printer. He prints all of his work out. And the devil looks at it. He said, That's not fair. And God said, you know what's fair? Jesus saves. So you got to hit that save button, right, everybody? Yeah. I told the first service that y'all were going to do a lot better, and y'all did a lot better. Amen. Maybe it's the joke teller. Amen. I don't know. We all have questions as the video introduced that. So last Easter, we gave you a survey, and you came out, and the community came out. We had a good number of people during our Easter service. And you've asked questions about what you would want to know spiritually and what you would want to know about God. And so we took the top six, and we're going from bottom up here, and we're answering every Sunday for the next 6 weeks the questions that you ask the most. And so this is a six-part series. I want you to be part of every session, okay, because these are the questions you ask. How many would commit to just being here every Sunday? Can I see your hand real quick? Come on, even raise them, even if you're lying. Come on, it's in church. I mean, you're lying in church. It's okay. So they're going to be here for the next 6 weeks, and you'll be a blessing. Do you know this is biblical? Because even the crowd in Jesus' time, they asked Jesus questions. And they said, what about this master? What about this rabbi? And even the disciples asked Jesus questions. His closest followers, his closest men, they asked questions. And so you're found in that realm. We all ask questions. We all want to know about certain things. And so the very question, the very about 20 of you asked this question. And do you have your message notes, by the way? Do you need them? Did you miss out on not getting them? If you did, we can get an usher right now, and they'll make sure and get. There's a couple right there. Yeah. Anybody else? Raise your hand high. We have a man ready. Over here, we have a precious lady. Yeah. We'll get those to you right away. Yes. Anybody else? 100%. And so even the disciples, the closest followers of Christ, asked questions to Jesus. And so it's okay to ask God. But we want to go not for my opinion, your opinion, really. We want to go to the Bible. Isn't that good? So the Bible's going to answer our questions. These are principles from the Word of God. And so you asked about spiritual warfare, which is incredible. You're a mature body to ask that question to the Lord. You didn't worry about this or that or weren't questioning this or that. Right at the very top, one of the top questions was about spiritual warfare, which I think is very mature of this body of believers here at Living Faith Church. So here we go. What about spiritual warfare? In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, on the big screen or in your handout today, it says this. Somebody say, finally. Be strong in the Lord and the mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you will take your stand against the devil's schemes. I noticed that word. I underline it, schemes, right there, because sometimes I've heard this said that the devil, he's scheming more than you're living for God. The devil's 24/7. He's not stopping. He's thinking of things to trip you up. He's thinking of things to attack at the right moment. He'll come at you, and he's alive and well. And his schemes are... So if he's up to schemes, we have to know what the devil's up to. Do you understand that today? Amen. So we can come against him in the name of Jesus, and you'll learn about those principles here. It says, for our struggle isn't against flesh and blood. It's not against Trump. It's not against Hillary. It's not against the mayor. It's not against your next door neighbor and the barking dog. Give me a good amen. Amen. But it's against, look, rulers. It's against the authorities. It's against the powers of this dark world. Man, that almost sounds like Star Wars, right? Against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. I'm going to speak at that in a moment about heavenly realms, but let me continue reading the scripture. Therefore, put on the full armor. Say full armor. not yours, not the way it fits, but God's armor on your life today. And we'll speak at that about how it looks in a moment today. And so when the evil day comes, it's not if, it's if it comes, it's coming, right? Oh no, what are we going to do? Well, you're not to be scared and live in fear. That's the first principle. But you are to know that there is an evil day coming and that you may be able to stand your ground. Hold this ground, soldier. Amen? We've been commanded. This is the ground. We're not giving up any ground anymore. Give me a good amen. Amen. He's taken too much ground on our lives. He's taken too much ground on my family, on my sons and daughter. No way. Devil, you're not going to have my church. Get out of my church in the name. Get all your hell out of my church. Amen? That's right. And so after you've done everything, we did everything right now, yeah. You've done everything. Veins have popped out on your neck. Amen. Come on down on your forehead. Give me a good amen. You've done everything to stand. Amen. I just want to teach you from God's word today to stand in the middle of your fight that you're fighting right now. Amen. I want to encourage you. You can win this thing. We can live life's battles. It spoke about the heavenly realms. And if I could peel your eyes back from your natural eyes and pop in your spiritual eyes, you might see a lot of activity spiritually that's happening. There are realms of the spirit. We can't see that right now because we live in a natural world. One day we'll be able to see spiritually full 4D, 3D. We'll be able to see, but right now we see in the but there would be a spiritual world that you would see. There are realms in the spirit. The Apostle Paul told the Ephesian church today. I know that in seasons that Irma and I are under attack and things aren't, well, it just was because we went outside and got a cold or the change of season. No, this is a direct attack. We've recognized that in our life. We've recognized when you've been attacked as your pastors and we've stood with you. We've recognized that this is not something that's normal. God is wanting us to wake up and stand our ground and believe our ground. Do y'all know what I'm talking about? See, during those seasons that's within the Navajo household and we've learned about spiritual attack, the playlist on my iPhone isn't important anymore. I'm not going to listen to the secular music. Do you understand that? I'm going to take that season and say, there's an attack going on. There's some harassment going on in my church. I got to put that away. It's not important what's on television so much. So do you understand that? If the Spurs are playing, if the Cowboys are playing, that's not important right now. What's important is my family right now is in jeopardy. If I don't get someone's about to die if we don't pray. Do you understand that today? Amen. It's important that we recognize the spiritual seasons that we're in. Every hand on deck. Do you understand that today? Amen. And so Irma and I have come together and we recognize things that within our home that we just got to say, hey, this is an attack right now. We got to cease life as normal. We're going to our faces. We're in Mach Zone 5. Amen. It's heightened right now. Everything, we're alerted to this thing right now. We're staring spiritually. Is that okay with everybody? Amen. Come on, Pastor. I'm serious about this thing. If you get a hold of this, it will make your natural life better because you're seeing spiritual first. Amen. The Bible speaks of exposing the enemy and the works of darkness. Know who the devil is. Know how he does things, how his attack are. He's been doing the same thing. Amen. We just got to recognize it's nothing new. He's up to the same old tricks, but we expose him today. So I gave you some extra notes today that aren't in your handout today. You can take them. Real spiritual people do. Amen. The real people that love Jesus do. So you want to take these notes today. Amen. The thought is this. The first thought, the devil is real. Yeah, I hate to say his name in living faith, but he's real. He's here today, believe it or not. And so that's okay. God's bigger, right? Amen. Some people think, well, the devil's just this symbol of evil. Come on, Pastor, you know. But no, he's real. Oh, he's just this red dude, you know, with a tail and some pointy horns. And, the devil is real. He's an angel. He was an angel in heaven. He was of three angels that they mention in the Bible. There's this one angel named Michael. There's an angel named Gabriel. And we have a few people named Michael in our congregation. Amen. We have one Gabriel that I know about, right? And then we have this. And then the third one was Lucifer. I don't know anybody named Lucifer in this church. Amen. And Lucifer was this high praising, worshiping angel that was the chief just worship minister in heaven. And he was awesome. The Bible speaks on how high he ascended and how he brought the praise of God to God. But he got filled with himself. He got filled with himself so much that the Bible says that he wanted praise for himself. He wanted worship for himself. And that didn't last too long because the only one worthy is God, right, everybody? Amen. Jesus recounts a story and he said, you know what? The devil took on my father. I was right there. And when he took on my father, it was that quick that he went down. It wasn't like, well, they fought for 30 days and, they fought and, it was real quick. Jesus said it was like lightning falling to the ground. Like the, boom, it happened. You're going to come at, boom, you're gone. That's how the devil, he doesn't have power. The power that we give him as God's children is what he takes his teeth and clamps them in. So he has no authority today. Amen. He's a fallen angel today. I used to go to the Victory Chapel on the west side off Couple Street, but we had this sister church called Victory Chapel East Side. And that pastor there would preach a little bit about this, and he would say something like this. I just want to see if you're... He would go, you take the D off of devil, ha! You got evil! You take the E off of evil, you got vile! And that's what the devil's going to do to your life. He's going to make you vile. You take the V off of vile, and he'll make you ill. And you take the eye off of ill, and if you don't get the devil out of your life, you're going straight to hell. He's the one that delivered Gilligan off the island. No, he didn't. I got that off another thing. I'm sorry. I got carried away. I'm sorry. Amen. Just and anybody can get Gilligan off that island must be God, right? Everybody, yeah. There is no power struggle. God is all-powerful. He's omnipotent. Amen today. There's a scripture that talks about this in Revelation, even in the future forecast, how God is timeless. And yesterday is today and future. And I don't want to confuse. That's another Revelation. We'll do an end time series soon. But Revelation 12:7 says this. And there was a war in heaven. And Michael, one of the angels, and his angels, the realm of them, fought against the devil. It must have been a struggle. Again, this wasn't against God. This was the angelic forces. They fought back. But look at this, what I underline. Somebody say this. He was not strong enough. Glory to God. Amen. The enemy isn't strong enough. Amen. And they lost their place in heaven. And the great dragon was hurled down. Somebody say, down you go. Amen. Yeah, that you cast down the devil. Amen. Off of your life. Cast him away from your house. And the ancient serpent called the devil or certain who led the whole world astray. He was, somebody say, hurled down. Amen. To the earth. And so that's his realm now. And his angels and his umps with him. They all, the chumps, they're all with him today. On the earth. And so it tells me where the devil is operating on planet earth right now. And the devil, as he is, hates God. And he hates anything that God stands for. And you're God's child. And he hates you. You're made in the image of God. He hates all of humanity because they're made in the image of God. He hates your legacy. That's why he's fighting against your son and daughter in this room. He wants you to leave that godly legacy. And you have to fight for that today. You have to live for that. He's against you. He's not for you. Don't make any mistake. He's not your friend today. The thought continues about the devil. The devil is at war with you, with us today. Amen. And so, I don't believe that. No, the devil's a schemer. He's a strategist. I don't believe all that. Well, that doesn't matter. It's still happening. Whether you like it or not, whether you believe it or not, there is a devil and he's at war with us. So the greatest thing, again, I could tell you is be aware. Be aware of the enemy today, amen? Don't be afraid of him, but be aware of him. And so that's why Peter says this about the toothless lion that he is. 1 Peter 5:8 on the screen. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around. He's like this. He's like this. He's not this, but he's like this. Like a roaring lion. And the last time I looked at the Nature Channel, the Nat Geo thing, that devil hides out in the cover. He camouflages himself. He's a great hunter. And he waits to pounce and run after the weakest gazelle or the weakest fold in the thing. He'll attack something that's weak, but he waits for the opportune moment. and then he's full on, and he's an hunter, and so he's waiting, cover. And so the devil is like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour, right? So it says this, the key, resist him and stand firm in who? In the faith. You have a faith today. You're either winning or you're losing. You're either failing or you have faith today. Right, everybody? Amen. And so realize that. The devil, when he came at Jesus, he did something incredible in Matthew chapter 4. Extra notes, Luke chapter 4. When he attacked him, he attacked Jesus and he couldn't win. Jesus kept coming back at the word, which will speak. He kept giving him the word of God and answering correctly. The devil lied, and the Jesus would come back at him with the word, and he would say, this is the word of God. This is what it really says. And I noticed that when it was all said and done, and the devil says, okay, you got me this time. You won. It says that he went away for an opportune time. And that meant I'm coming back again when there's another time to come back. So he's not finished. Do you understand that today? As long as we live on planet Earth, there is going to be war. And there's going to be warfare. Do you understand that today? And we're not going to look under every rock for a devil. We'll talk about that in a moment. The thought of this, listen to this. The devil has power. Do you understand that today? And so they've asked me, can a Christian be demon-possessed? Absolutely not. Where God is, the devil can't be. You're a child of God. The devil can't inhabit that. Now, I do know this. Christians can be oppressed. They can be attacked. And they can be harassed. And I know that to be a fact. That's happened to me. How about you? Amen. Yeah, nobody's Jesus in this room. And even if you were, Jesus was attacked the same way. It's going to happen today. Again, we're not fearful. Ephesians on the big screen, 4:26. It says this, a principle. It does talk about anger, but it gives the behavior pattern of the devil on how he puts teeth into you. And in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry. In other words, get the sin out of your life. You're going to get angry, but don't stay angry. Don't stay, in other words, in your sin. There's going to be persuasion of the eye. There's going to be the given to that weakness that you have. But don't stay there. Do you understand that today? Don't give the devil any teeth into your flesh, into your spirit life, into your soul life. Do not give the devil a pinky toe hold even, right, everybody? Don't let him hold on to anything. Really, in reality, because of this, you have the key of unlocking the oppression in your life, the attack in your life. How you're harassed is up to you. Are you going to stay in that thing that is permitting the attack? Are you going to war up and mount up and man up, amen, as a man of God today and say, no more, amen. I'm not going to stay angry anymore. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to give the devil a toehold. Do you understand that today? You don't have to be oppressed of the devil. Amen, today? You're God's child today. I've given you some kind of, wow, really? Let me give you some good news now. Finally, let's praise Jesus about this. The devil is subject. The next slide. The devil is subject to our God. Right, everybody? Isn't that good? Thank you, Jesus, for that right now. And because he's subject to our God, that means he's subject to the child of God. That's you. That's me. Amen? There's a tiger in your tank. Amen? The Holy Spirit. There's something within you that if you're attacked, the enemy is subject to you because you're the child of God. So let's look at the scripture. You, dear children, you living faith. Amen? You're here. You are from God, and you have overcome them because of the one that's within you is greater than he that is in the world. The devil trembles at the name of Jesus. The devil trembles in the presence of God. Right, everybody? And so thank God he's subject. And it's not you. You're not so hot. Neither am I. I'm not so great. But the one that is great is God Almighty. And he's within you today. Amen? And so, amen, thank God for it. Jesus overcame sin, hell, the grave. Amen? That's what makes him great today. I think we ought to take a 7-second praise break right now for that. Amen? Thank you, God. You're great. In this room today, we magnify your great name. Great and mighty is the Lord. Yeah, amen. 6, 7, amen. Probably 10-second break, amen. A great pastor taught me this, and I'm going to go ahead and use it, and I kind of hit it back here. Where is it at? Yeah, here it is, amen. Thank you, Pastor Franklin from Atlanta. Amen, if you're watching. Hello, amen. The container that a pizza box would come in is probably worth maybe 30, 50 cents. But the expensive stuff is inside, right, everybody? So imagine you order that pizza and all of a sudden they come to your door, but it's a guy holding the pizza in his hand. He doesn't have it in a box. He just has it in his, your pizza's here, sir. Well, you would probably say something like this, man, I don't know what's been on your ham, bro. And I don't want to pay for that pizza like that because I don't know where your hand's been, you know, while you were driving. You would want it in a box, right, everybody? Not any box, not a used box that they found in the dumpster, right, everybody? You would want it in a clean box, wouldn't you? And the child of God is the same way where God inhabits. The child of God, all God wants is a clean heart and clean hands that he may ascend to the holy hill of God. The Bible says that, Scripture. And so it's up to you that you can be the vessel of God that he would carry his gift within you. See, the thing is, again, the pizza that you want, God's within you. It's not that you're great. You're just a container. You're just worth a nickel or so. You're worth a couple of nickels. But what's expensive on the inside is what Jesus did and how he bought you with a price, right, everybody? And so when you're inside, you might say, well, you know, I'm not perfect, Pastor. I'm not, you know, I can't be, you know. No, but you can be righteous. You can live righteous. Amen. You might say, well, I'm sleeping with my boyfriend. I'm doing this. Well, then you need to get rid of that. Who do you love? I like my boyfriend, but I love Jesus. So I'm going to get clean for Jesus. Amen. And what's so good about redemption is this. It's like it's never happened. It did happen, but God wipes away all of our sins today. Amen. If you pray the prayer of repentance and God uses a clean vessel. I'm preaching to the choir today. Amen. I just want you to be that container that God uses, that vessel. God operates in vessels today that are clean, that aren't murky, that aren't impure. God wants to use you, beloved. Amen. But would you be that candidate that makes him the vessel, that makes your life clean today, that he can flow through you and show you his purposes? Is that okay with everybody today? Amen. And so be his vessel. Give him your heart today. Give him your body today. Give him your spirit today that he can operate through you today. There's something that comes alive when you begin to do spiritual warfare that you won't get anywhere else. Now, the first response sometimes is in the natural. We've learned to be real good in the natural. Well, let me just go ahead and do that and pay for it. No, maybe it's a spiritual attack. Well, let me go ahead and just stop. No, you need to address it spiritually. See, we do real good when we get attacked physically. We know how to arm ourselves with our mouths. We know how to arm ourselves with our guns that we have under lockbox. And I'm not anything, thank God you're protecting your home. You should protect your home. But sometimes you can eat as good as you are, as muscular as you are, as much as you worked out in the physical realm, you got to be ready spiritually. A strong person is ready spiritually just as much as he's ready physically. Do you understand that today? I'm all for your guns, amen, but you need guns spiritually. Give me a good amen. Amen. And so, thank God, you know, when we recognize something in our home, like, man, we ran out of gas. That must be that Valero devil that made us run out of gas. No, I forgot to put gas in my tank. During the gas war of 2017, I wasn't in that line, amen. The world is falling apart, right, everybody? So we had to get in line. I just didn't put gas. It wasn't the devil. I need to put gas in my car, right, everybody? Amen. Well, I got a cold. The devil, that light. No, you went out without a coat on during the December or January freeze. Amen. You didn't take care of yourself physically. You spent yourself too much, and that's why you have a cold. Amen. Not everything's an attack from the enemy, right, everybody? Amen. I believe what's in America right now in our political climate's very spiritual. It's not natural. And we address it very natural with the talking heads and the media, and we're watching all that. When it's very immigration, that issue, it's a spiritual issue. The whole arguments that they're having, that's a spiritual issue. And so that's why God needs to be in our government. Amen. And we need righteous people. We need people praying for our government, right, more than they're talking. So there's issues today. Give me a good amen. Amen. And so let's attack it spiritually first. As I was putting together Man Up with the pastors, Pastor Pat Dubois came to me and he said, you know, I began to research some things. And he said, do you know that men in our major city, godly men, righteous men, men with families, they're moving out of our major cities like ants, man. They're headed towards the hills, so to speak. Because what they're seeing is that they want their children to be raised in right environments, not in crime environments. that they're moving away from major metropolitan. And you know what's happened because of that? The devil's moving in. And I'm not saying, hey, stay in a gang-ridden place or whatever it might be. But I'm saying take care of your family. Yeah, you're responsible for them. But I am saying this principle, when God's people vacate something and God's people aren't contained somewhere, do you understand that today? When they're not there, the devil sure is going to move in. That's why your family needs you. That's why your neighborhood needs you. Your apartment complex needs you to be that righteous person in the neighborhood. You're the only God that they have. You're the watchman on the wall. You're the one that's saying, not in my neighborhood, that's not going to happen. We're going to pray that away. We're not going to have that on our block. Do you understand that? Someone needs to stand. And that's why when people move away, that's why our communities fall. Do you understand that today? You make a difference at your workplace. You make a difference, young people, in your school. You make a difference on your block today. Amen. If I could have a couple of people say, that's me. Give me, yeah, I'm going to do that, Pastor. I'm going to live for Jesus on my block, in my neighborhood, in my workplace. Yeah, be obedient today. We're all in a fight, so you got to fight spiritually, not in the physical realm. Let's look at 2 Corinthians in your handout today on the big screen, 2 Corinthians 10:3. It says, though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does, right, everybody? And so we assume, it almost assumes right there, you're going to be in a war. It's a given. You're in a battle. Do you understand that today? It's not if. You're going to be in a battle today, so you got to get ready in battle armor. And the weapons that we fight with are not weapons of this world, and we sure are good at them. We just spoke about them today. On the contrary, they are divine power for demolishing. That word demolish right there of what you take on in the spirit realm, it's a word in the Greek that says this. It's a violently casting down. That's where the neck gets that vein. That's where the vein makes you look like a Klingon. The vein comes down that you violently cast it down. You got to get a little bit sweaty sometimes for God in that prayer room to fight for your children's lives, to fight for your church, to fight for your block. It's okay to get a little bit intense. Amen. It's you. It's your prayer closet. It's your battleground, wherever you're at today. It's your health that you're fighting. That stronghold word that you have right there, Greek, it's this Greek word that it's a lie that would come at you from a deceiver, and that lie would onslaught you so much that it would come at you, that it finally gets teeth into you, and you begin to believe the lie. I'll never be good enough. I'll always be rejected. I'll always be single. My marriage will always be second rate. My husband won't ever love me. Do you understand that lie that would come at you? I'll never receive my healing. And those lies come at you. And they are you going to cast them down? No way, devil. I'm going to have that sickness in my life. I'm going to get better. I'm going to get healthy today. Do you understand that today? And so don't let them get any teeth on your life today. I'm teaching you God's word today. Amen. I even think that mind over matter junk that we talk about, you know, how we got stronger and we think it away, that doesn't even work when it comes to an attack of the enemy today. Amen? Amen. And so don't go back to your old patterns. Amen. Have the war in your life today. By the way, the men of God in this room, I just want to encourage you as you go with me to man up today. You're the leaders of your home. I want to remind you of that. Your wife may pray more. But you're still the leader. You pray. You lead in the prayer life. Doesn't mean you. It doesn't matter about the quantity, the quality of your prayer life matters at this moment today. Amen. Especially in this day's age. I'm just encouraging you because I'm preaching to me for amen, Pastor Mario. You need that in your home too. Amen. Is that okay, guys? I lost all the men in this room. Amen. Yeah, you're with me, right, everybody? Come on, we're going to man up today, right, everybody? Yeah. And so the first principle, these are weapons. They're not natural. They're spiritual. And oh, how they're good. The first one is this. Somebody say, the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Oh, you said that with a little bit of conviction. Amen. I wish you would have shouted it, but that's okay. The name of Jesus, right? You boast on that name. What a wonderful name it is. What a powerful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. Amen. The name of Jesus, amen. If I had to sing an anointing on me, I would sing it, amen. But I'm not Roger, amen, so I can't sing it, amen. Names have power, don't they? Dementia. has power. You get that name from the dementia. It's a powerful name. Divorce, it's a powerful name. Death is a powerful name, isn't it? Yeah. Cancer is a powerful name. So that's why you got to get a stronger name than dementia. Depression is a powerful name. You ever been depressed, bro? It's a powerful thing to be depressed. But the name that's bigger than depression is the name of Jesus. It's stronger and mightier. It's stronger than stage 4 cancer, right, everybody? And that's why I love Philippians 2, 9. Let's say it together. Come on, right, everybody. Say it strong, out loud, on three. 1, 2, 3. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name above every name. In heaven, on earth, under earth, every tongue acknowledging Jesus Christ is Lord. Yeah, take a 5-second praise break. Come on. Thank you for that name of Jesus. Yeah, not only every knee in heaven, on earth, and under earth. Come on, yeah. Push it down, amen. Violently cast that thing down with the name of Jesus. Right, everybody? The name of Jesus is kind of like the name of Nava. In a way, okay, here we go. Listen to me. Don't check out on me. Oh, he's gone too far this time. When my kids are little, we'd be waiting on them. Now things are a different season, but we'd be waiting on them. Rebecca, go tell your brother Andrew it's time for dinner. Okay, Daddy. It's time for dinner, Andrew. And he'd be up there messing around still in his room, you know. And, okay, we're waiting for Andrew. Where's he at? Daddy, I told him. You told him? Tell him that Daddy said it's time for dinner. Okay, Daddy. Andrew, Daddy said. Phoom. Andrew was down there at the table, man. Because the alpha dog told him there's a name at the Nava name. Amen. At the Nava house, that's above every name. It's Daddy's name. Amen. The name of Jesus is above every name. Do you understand that today? So what are you supposed to do when you get a call on the name of the Lord? See, in Romans, the next slide in your handout, it says Romans 10:13. Everyone, that's you and me, right? Last time I looked, you're one. Amen. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Say his name, Jesus. Sing his name, Jesus. Worship his name, Jesus. Right, everybody? Cancer, I know you're strong, but the name of Jesus is much more stronger than your name. Jesus, heal me right now. Right, everybody? If I were you, I would put away all the nonsense, man, and I would concentrate on the name. It's the season of war right now for your life. I love Comfort Montgomery told me something the other day. We were talking about leadership and leading, and Comfort said there's no reason why a believer today shouldn't have something of equipping in their life when they receive an attack or harassment. So in other words, you Google, she said, you can Google anything nowadays, Pastor. I said, really? And you know, she said, yeah, all you have to do is punch it in. So what I would do is with your smart punch in cancer overcome Bible verse. Overcome cancer with a Bible verse, and it will give you all these verses on how you're healed of the Lord. Amen. By the stripes of Christ, I'm healed. Do you understand that today? There's no reason why you live under attack today. Do you understand that today? Which leads me to the second thought. Number two is this, the Word of God. Somebody shout the Word of God.
The Word of God.
It's a weapon today. It's more than a book. It's a part of your life. And it's an extension of your life. You carry the Word of God. The Bible says, I've hidden the Word in my heart so I will not sin. I have something ready for me. I'm sorry I'm boring some of you. Are y'all okay today? Hey, it's almost noontime. You might want to, if you have to take your pill, take it at noon, okay, today? If you're on schedule today. Give me a good amen. So it's a part of your life. Three times a day, listen to me, you eat. Some of you eat a lot more than that. Give me a good amen. So if you eat that much, doesn't it think in the physical realm and the spiritual realm that you ought to eat a little bit spiritually? Give me a verse, amen. Give me some Bible Gateway. Give me some YouVersion. Get a devotional life. Get it going that you're eating the Word of God on a regular basis, and it's part of you. It's your devotional life. You need it today. Amen. That's why in Hebrews chapter 4 on the big screen, it says this, for the Word of God. You know, the Word of God is acquainted to a seed that would grow up. The Word of God is planted in my heart. It says, blessed is a man. Amen. How you're blessed, how you're strong. See, the Word of God is like a seed form, and it takes place. And if it begins to grow, it will grow mighty. 17 years ago, we moved into the new neighborhood on Braun Knoll. And the subdivision is called Chase Oaks. You guys know where I live. You can look me up. And we were the settlers there. There was a person that they were building across the street from us. There was a house that was next door. And we moved in, one of the first people on our block to move in. There was just a couple of people there. And so what they did on our block, they took out a lot of the natural oak trees because they were building. And we didn't have one tree in our front yard. So we wanted to do something. So we bought ourselves this red oak. And it was about the size of me, believe it or not. Amen. It was that tall. And that red oak, you know, we planted it in the ground. We fertilized it. We put a fish in there like the pilgrims. Amen. Covered it up. And I remember that first windstorm that came, that tree, that little thin tree, skinny old tree, just buckling, going, we were looking, man, is that tree going to make it with that wind coming at it? And it was going this way and that way. And it stood. 17 years later, that's how long we've been in our home. 17 years later, that's a mighty red oak now. It covers the whole house. It gives shade now to the roof of my home now. It's a two-story home. It covers the expanse of it because it's done the work of what a seed should do. It's grown. And the word's not any different than your own life today, that you would grow in God today. I could talk about some people in this room, but I'm not going to pick on anybody, but I'm going to exalt Jesus within you today. There's been backward people today that weren't worth a nickel like I wasn't. But God got a hold of you. You were a small seed. And God grew you and grew you and grew you. Now you're a great leader amongst people. I'm staring at you right now because I know what God's done. I've seen the journey that you've been on. I've had that great privilege, amen, that God has given me, amen, to see you on the spiritual journey that you're on. And you've grown. You might say, man, I've ruined. I messed up so much. I've thwarted it and my tree is collapsed. Well, God can lift you up again, beloved. He can make you what you're meant to be. You're made in the image of God. Amen. Let the Word of God be that thing in your life that satisfies you in life today. Amen. The Word of God, according to the Scriptures, it says that we have this head, helmet of salvation, shoes of peace, full armor comes on. But it says the only offensive weapon that we have to use spiritually is the Word of God. It's the only, everything else is defensive. It protects us. Helmet, amen, shield, amen, breastplate of righteousness, belt of truth, all that. But you use your word to offensively drive back the enemy. That's why you have to have something on your lips today of God's word today. Use the Scriptures, use the outline, amen. It's something, when the devil was attacking Jesus, do you remember this? Temptation was coming to Christ. He used the Word of God on him, didn't he? He didn't use his own philosophy, his own thoughts. He used God's Word, right, everybody? You use the same. We're not any better than Jesus, right, everybody? And so Luke chapter 10, just the quote I have for you that I have in my devotions, 19. I have given Mario authority. I have given you, Mario, Michael, Josie, Irma. Amen. How about your name? Throw it in there. Linda. Amen. Leonard. Throw it in there. I've given you authority to trample on snakes, scorpions, and to overcome all the power of the enemy. And nothing will harm Mario. Amen. Throw your name in there. You get a word and you claim that word and it gets some traction on you. Finally, number three is this. Let me finish because they're yanking me off the stage. Amen. Hurry up. The power of the cross. Right, everybody? Somebody shout the power of the cross. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the cross of Christ today. In Ephesians chapter 4, it spoke about when Jesus went into the tomb Friday. It was a bad Friday. It was our good Friday, but it was a bad Friday for him. He went into the tomb dead. Saturday, he spent in that tomb. It says in Ephesians 4, during that time, that Jesus descended into the lower parts of the earth. What did he do that for? He went back and took the keys of the enemy. See, the devil is such a loser. He doesn't even have keys to his own house. Isn't that a little man? I don't have keys. Jesus took them away from me 2,000 years ago. And so he took the keys away from death, hell, and the grave for your life. Also, he did the first soul train. He said, come on, Abraham. Come on, Isaac. Come on, David. We're going, amen, soul train all the way to heaven, their reward. Right, everybody? That's another teaching, but you'll get it later, amen. Give me the keys today. And the devil doesn't have the keys anymore. Don't give him any authority. In Revelation on the big screen, not in your handout, it says, I am the one who lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive again, right? Touch me, doubting Thomas. Jesus told him, I am alive again forevermore. Amen. I'll amen myself if I have to, right, everybody? And I have the keys of hell, Hades, and of, yeah, Jesus has your back. He has your future. Even if you have bad news, no matter what the devil throws at you, you win. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. I'm so thankful for Church's fried chicken. No, I'm so thankful for, you win, amen. Even if you lose, you win, amen. We're like the Dallas Cowboys. We lost last week, but we still won. In my mind, we won, amen. That's the way it is with God. They're God's team, right, everybody? Man, I wish Gabriel Martinez was here. He would hear this victory, amen. You second-rate Texan fans, come on, we still love you. Give me a good amen. Let me go ahead and finish. Hey, show me the next slide. She's going to be mad at me. She's not going to show it to me. Yeah, amen. All right, she went beyond it, amen. Revelation 12:11, amen, the New Living Version says this. They, and who are they? And they, that's you and me, right? They defeated him how? And they did not love their lives so much as they were afraid to die. Amen. It doesn't matter my report. Amen. I still win if I die today. Right, everybody? I love the part of my testimony. This is my testimony. I was lost. I was going to hell. I was blinded. I was backward. My family was lost. And Jesus redeemed me. Jesus gave me the ability that I didn't have within myself, the lack of confidence, the leader that I wasn't, God gave me. I still can't preach. Honestly, I can't. But all I use is what God, I exemplify. I want to glorify God today. Amen. I want him to shine, not Mario. I want God to have the glory. Amen. Everybody, amen. I was worth just a couple of nickels. I was worth maybe about maybe a quarter or so. But something now that's within me, within this earthen vessel, just like you, amen, is worthy of honor right now. Amen. And it's Jesus. Right, everybody? Give me a good amen. Right, everybody? And so if you're going through tough thoughts, oh, that's okay, Pastor. You know, you're saying that. It's been a good, you know, talk that you had with us today. But you don't know what I'm going through. None of that stuff's worked for me. None of that stuff's worked for me. I'm just going to bring it in now. We're going to finish. Because I wanted this in your heart. It's not on the big screen, but it is on the very end today. But let me talk about that candidate that says, woe is me, and I've had all sorts of trouble. And you're in this room today. And this is God, really, this is dedicated right for you. It's Romans chapter 8, verse 35. Hear the word of the Lord. Let it go into your heart. Romans chapter 8, verse 35. Can anything separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity? Or we're persecuted, or we're hungry, or cold, or danger, or threatened with death? Even as the scripture says, for all day long we are killed, we are slaughtered like sheep. No, despite all these things, show me the final slide that I had for you, and it was ready to go. In all these things, what are you right now? It's you. Yeah, you may be hungry, you may be under attack right now, but you're still a conqueror. In Jesus' name, right, everybody? Amen. I love the word of God. Would you just pray with me right now as the Holy Spirit right now ministers to everyone in this room? Would you be careful, be still enough that the Holy Spirit just wants to do something in someone's life today that we allow it right now? We want to be careful with the anointing of God in this room today. Father, I stand with the people of Living Faith. Would you deliver them today? Would you transform them today? Would you stir their faith today? They're called Living Faith for a reason now, Lord. Let their faith come alive today. The Bible says as your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, hear the word of the Lord, that you fight the good fight of faith. You fight the good fight of faith. And the reason why you fight the good fight, it's because you don't get beat up. It's not a bad fight is when you get beat up. A good fight, listen to me, is when you win. And you're supposed to win. So I want to encourage you as a child of God in this room. You're on the winning side. I pray for every marriage, God, in this room right now, that they're winning in their marriage, Lord. I pray for every single parent, mom, dad in this room, that they're winning in the battle, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for every young person, high school, college, Lord, middle school or element, in the name of Jesus, Lord. They'll not be bullied in this house, Lord. They represent the child of God. They represent you. They win, Lord, life's battles in the name of Jesus. They overcome by the word of their testimony, by the blood of the Lamb. Lord, equip us with your armor, Lord. Equip everyone in this room that we're not partially dressed, Lord, that we don't walk out without the armor of our within our homes, Lord. Clothe us, Lord, today. Lord, I want to thank you. I want to thank you, Jesus, for your name. It's a great name, the name of Jesus. I want to thank you for the word of God that you've given all of us in this room to have. And I want to thank you for the power of the blood of Christ, the cross today. Thank you, Father. Thank you that you're touching God's people. As you stand in attitude of prayer, and you're telling me, I'm far away from God. I'm not winning today. You'll never win on your own. You need to surrender right now to God. And you do it by full on, by being the man of God and the woman of God that would surrender to his name today. And so the Holy Spirit, as the Holy Spirit does, it's not someone that would rush into a home or break down a door. He gently knocks on a door. And there's a war right now, I can guarantee it, going on for the people that need to say yes to Christ in this room. You're not going to join the church. You're going to join Jesus. You're going to become part of God's family, which you're always welcome to do right now. You do it by full surrender. You can't win on your own. You win with Christ in your life. You're in this room, you've never said yes to Christ, and you're saying, please pray for me. Please pray for me. The Facebook Live audience right now, you're saying, please pray for me. I'm going to lead you in a prayer right now. The audience here at Living Faith Church, as an act of faith, not to embarrass you, but you want to say yes to Christ, lift your hand and say, that's me. I need to say yes to Christ. No one looking around, but if that's you, would you lift your hand to Christ? You're making this decision for Christ. God bless you. Yes, yes, two hands. Someone else over here, making sure. Yes, your hands are up. Amen. Daughters of the Lord. God's son. Yes. Someone else making sure. About three hands lifted in the sanctuary of Living Faith Church. This is a safe place. This is a place of covering for your life today. I'm going to pray a prayer. You're going to pray it out loud, not out soft, loud enough that you can hear it in your voice right now, in your ear today. You pray it. The rest of the saints that are in this room, you're a saint too, but the rest of the saints in this room, the sinners that are saved by grace, along with myself, let's pray this prayer with them. My brothers and sisters, the three of them right now, we pray it out loud together in the name of the Lord. Come on, everybody, let's pray this. Heavenly Father, receive my prayer. Forgive me of my sins. This isn't something, a formality. I mean what I pray. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me clean, Jesus. Thank you for the new life of Christ. I'm filled with the Holy Spirit now. I receive the Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Infilling of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. We're the redeemed of the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Say so. Come on. We're saying so. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Three people receive Christ. New life at Living Faith. Come on. Let's give glory to the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We magnify your name, Lord. God has been good to us today. Amen. Of all the places God could have been, he chose to be here with us at Living Faith. Right, everybody? Amen. Thank God. Amen today. If you raised your hand, I would be honored today if you would fill out a connection card. Tell me what you did. They're around you. You'll have to hunt for them. They're like in your rows. You'll look for them. Fill out that connection card. I pray that you would go to Growing in Faith. If you haven't been, go. It's at 9 a.m. Be part of that. That's the first class of discipleship. That's where you need to go, Growing in Faith. It's at 9 a.m. Miss Laura's here on the second row. You can see her. Raise your hand high up. Yeah, give her a big hand. She's a servant of the Lord. Make sure that you talk to her if you lifted your hand especially. She'll pray with you. She'll seal the deal. We'll pray a prayer of sealing on your life today. You need to be part of growing in faith, especially if you lifted your hand. Go to that class. Amen. Would you do that for me? Amen. All right, everybody. Amen. We're going to receive communion today as an act of worship. And many people think as they've come and first time that we've done, maybe the first time that you've seen this done, here you come. It's not really an act of, this is a church member thing. No, the whole family's welcome. You're part of the family of God. And so it's like coming to the dinner table and the table's open. Amen. You say, well, I'm real dirty, man. I'm dirty spiritually. You know, Mama used to tell me, hey, wash your hands before you come to the table, right? Well, that's important. But if you're dirty even, can I tell you this? You probably never heard this in a church before. You're weak right now. That's why even more so you need this meal. Because it's a different type of table. It's not a table like the world's table. A table of the world, man, I want a lot of food on it. Man, it's Thanksgiving. Pass me the gravy, right, everybody? But the table of the Lord is just a little piece of bread about that size and a cup that small. And that's why the kingdom of God is so different than the kingdom of this world. Different eyes to see. It's a spiritual kingdom. And if you take this meal, I promise that the weak will be made strong, that you'll get better. That's why don't stay away from God. Come to God. That's why when something's happened in your life, run to the house of God. Run to the table of the Lord. Amen. If you can't get this, you can get this at your home. Get some juice. Get some table. Get a piece of bread. Have communion in your home with your family if necessary. Amen. You can follow this pattern. Amen. It's in the Bible. Give me a good amen. Break bread with your family at those points that you need to today. I asked if the last row would come first, but I guess I need some ushers up here helping me. Who's going to help me today? Who's going to do that today? David, would you come? Mike Montgomery, you're at the front row. Why don't you come stand with the elements, both of y'all? Thank y'all. Last row, would you come? Amen. Last rows, come now to the table of the Lord. You'll take back a cup. You'll take back an element of bread. You'll take it back to your chair, and then we'll eat together. Amen. We'll pray and eat together. Let's do this together. Amen. God bless you as you come to the table of the Lord.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Father, you break every chain, you break every chain, you break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. And there is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain.
Jesus said, whenever you would do this, he did it as a point of remembrance when he told his disciple in the upper room. And he wanted them to remember his acts, his miracles, but his also his passion and his heart, how he included them in their oneness and their closeness. And he wanted you to be that close to him also. And so when I remember those intimate moments that God's had with me, again, I can't help but to think again how lost I was. The testimony that you and I have on how far away we were from God and how he ransomed, how God ransomed everything and bankrupt heaven, that Jesus would come and die for my sins and die for your sins today. So we remember a great Savior today. We remember our Jesus that died on the cross for us and how he saved us and how God's healed many of us in this room over and over, how he's provided for us, how we were nothing, we were worth a nickel or two, but God put his great gift within us, his Holy Spirit, and now you're beyond measure of your worth today. That's you and me today, amen, as God's child. As he says, come on up to the table. There's room for you. You're not going to be an orphan. You're not going to be an outcast. You're at the King's table today, and that's you and I today, amen. And so on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread and he broke it before his disciples, and we break the bread. And Jesus said this, take and eat. This is my body that's broken for you. And so we take the bread of Christ right now, the body of Christ. As it's broken and chewed, and as Jesus was crushed for our iniquities, the chastisement brings us peace that he faced. And so thank God for the peace of God going into people today, and the blessing of God today, and the stripes of Christ that heal the sick that are among us today. Thank you, Lord. And so he lifted up the cup in like manner, and he said, this is my blood that's poured out for you in the remission of your sins today. Drink, not only drink a little bit, he said, drink all of it today. So we drink the full cup of the Lord as we share the Lord's table. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the touch of Jesus. Thank you for the provision of Christ in our lives today. Amen. Today, amen. Christina Martinez is coming to dismiss us. Would you welcome her? She's going to come give you two announcements. Would you welcome her? Amen. Would you bless her? She's such an encouragement. We have three staff members at the church, and Christina has a full-time job, but she works part-time as our youth pastor, and she oversees our children's minister. Her and Gabriel do a fantastic job. If any honor is ever due anybody, it's with what she faces every week with our young people. How many know young people aren't easy? Amen. She's a great youth pastor, and we thank God for her. Amen. Anything that she needs, we should make sure that she has, her and her husband. Amen. Would you bless her again? Come on, encourage her.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. So I have two awesome announcements for you guys. One is back in the back, you'll see these trunk or treat flyers. Grab some. But then on the back of them, they also have our advertisement for our youth. And so we definitely want to pass them out to teenagers, parents, anybody that we want to invite to our trunk or treat that's coming up. And speaking of the trunk or treat, the big announcement for that one is we need some donations for candy. And so we are going to have, last year we had over 500 people walk this parking lot with games, and we had Batman. We had all kinds of little people with all little kids with all different types of costumes. And so I call them little people. but we are expecting to have almost double that. I see that parking lot full of people. So we are going to desperately need some candy, and sign up in the back for what type of trunk that you're going to do, because we want to have, you know, awesome games and for them to do. So one is grab some of these, and then also sign up for the trunk or treat and also donate candy. The second one is not this Friday, but next Friday, October the 6th, we are having our John Jay outreach, which, anybody goes to John Jay? No. All right, who graduated from John Jay, anybody? Woo! Okay, we have a couple. Awesome, awesome. Well, we have been placed here at this church to love on the kids next door. And I work in a middle school on the west side, and working with some of the middle school kids, middle school has so much that they go through, and some of them don't even get true meals. And so what we are here to do is we're here to love on these kids, and we're here to give them food. So on Friday, October 6th, we're going to be grilling out hamburgers and hot dogs. They're going to get free chips, free drinks, and we're just going to also have a time for prayer. We'll have a tent that's going to be a prayer tent. And so that's where you guys come in. We want you to help us love them, help us love our neighborhood. And so what we want to do is, if you can sign up in the back, and we definitely need volunteers. We're going to be here. Gabriel actually just recently got a new job, so he won't be here that day, but I will. And we'll be here setting up tables and chairs and canopies. We need help getting that. We need men to help grill. And I say men because y'all don't want to taste my grill burgers. They are not good. I'm not allowed to make meatloaf anymore in my house. So you guys, definitely we need some help on those areas. And if you're like, you know what, Christina, I wish I could be there, but I can't, donate. We need donations of drinks, chips, waters. And also we want the burgers to all be the same, because different burgers have different cook times. So if you can donate monetarily for the burgers, that way we can get the same brand, because sometimes they kind of fall apart different on the brands. So we want to get one specific brand on that, so it makes it easier for our chefs. But we are definitely going to need your help. We're going to be passing these out to give to the neighborhood. And so just come and agree with us in prayer. And so those are my awesome announcements for today.
Let's all stand as we worship with one more song.
He is jealous for me. Love's like song. And oh, how he loves us, how he loves us so. His portion and he is our prize, draws to redemption by the grace in his eyes, and his grace is an ocean we're all singing. So heaven meets earth like an unforeseen kiss, and my heart turns violently inside of my chest. I don't have the time to maintain these regrets when I think about the way, yeah, he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves.
Just your voices. Y'all be blessed. Y'all have a great and wonderful week. Amen.